Making Numbers Count by Heath and Starr. The one-sentence summary. There is a range of simple techniques that can help people understand and act on the numbers you present to them. What the book says. Subtitled The Art and Science of Communicating Numbers, this book is all about how to ensure that people understand numbers and act accordingly. Numbers are essential, and we use them every day to make sense of the world, but humans aren't built to understand them. How much bigger is a billion than a million? A million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 32 years. Through much of history, most languages had no words for numbers greater than 5. Anything from 6 to infinity was known as lots. The world has become more complex, but our brains are still wired in the past. The book offers over 30 principles to help, such as simple perspective cues. One simple comparison sentence doubles how accurately people recall facts. Convert to a process. Capitalize on our intuitive sense of time. 5 gigabytes of music storage turns into 2 months of commutes without repeating a song. Emotional measuring sticks. Frame the number in a way that people already care about, such as, that medical protocol would save twice as many women as curing breast cancer. Help people understand through simple, familiar comparisons by converting abstract numbers into concrete objects. Recast your numbers into different dimensions, such as time, space, distance, or money. Subitizing is a process that enables us to recognize very small numbers, such as 1, 2, or 3, and sometimes 4 or 5. After that, we tend to lose track. So it pays to translate everything for an audience. To help people grasp your numbers, ground them in the familiar using concrete examples and human scale. For example, 97.5% of the world's water is salinated. Of the 2.5% that's fresh, over 99% is trapped in glaciers and snowfields. So, only 0.25% of the world's water is drinkable. It's a compelling statistic, but it could be expressed like this. Imagine a gallon jug filled with 3 ice cubes next to it. All the water in the jug is salt water. The ice cubes are the only fresh water, and humans can only drink the drops melting off them.